When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Welcome to the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I'm Joseph Shepherd, and I'm joined today by the one and only Katia Zomolo-Chikova. We just had a wild wind of fun on talk show, but now it's time to get more intimate, Katia.
Great. I mean, I haven't had fun like that in a while, but I also haven't been intimate in a minute either, so I'm excited to do that as well.
Wait, when was the last time you were intimate?
I had sex a few days ago, full penetrative congress, if you're interested to know.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a while.
Can I tell you what I got the other day? I'm sorry. You just said we're just on sex and I just had to talk about it. I got an automatic blowjob machine.
Oh my God. I don't know what a lot of things are, but I do have a very pretty penetrating curiosity. However, that I don't wish to know about that, but I'm happy for you though.
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah, it's great.
You're dying for it.
It's great.
Good. How much did it cost, if you don't mind my asking?
$200.
$200. Was there sales tax involved?
Probably like $240.
Okay. Good for you. Hey, listen, you deserve it. Splurge every once in a while.
Splurge. And you splurged every once in a while because you just got a house, right?
Well, that's not a splurge. That's an enormous, daunting, life-ending purchase. Yeah. But I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Well, it's tough in LA, you know, housing is a scam. We won't get into that, but it's every part of living in this world is a scam. So it's if you can buy a house or a property or whatever and not throw, shovel, you know, your money away on rent, it's a nice thing. But we got squirrels, we got roaches, and we have a few drifters. So it's a struggle, but I love it.
You got squirrels, though. And squirrels are fun.
Not in the house. They're not fun.
You have squirrels in your house?
Sometimes, yeah.
Have you ever had one come into proximity of you, sleep in the bed with you?
Listen, yes. And they don't sleep in the bed, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, they're coming in the bed not to sleep. You fill in the rest.
To get your nuts.
No, they're sucking. Yeah, they're trying to automatic BJ you, if you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nut sucking squirrels.
Yeah. Thank God I have the tiniest little penis so they can get right to it.
Have you ever seen a micro penis?
I have actually, no, for real, I have, and it was shocking. It was shocking. I also saw, actually, what was more shocking was this very, very attractive, I mean, Brad Pitt level drifter. He was actually a drifter. I let him stay at my place for 3 days, and he was a shower, not a grower.
Okay.
And because most men's penises that I've seen generally get larger when they become erect, right? This one gave the illusion of, I was like, ooh, that's going to be good. Ooh, mama. It was lateral moves. When he became erect, it was the same exact size.
Stop it.
I swear to God, is this Jim Henson or something? I don't know. It was so wild.
I'm not Jim Henson.
I felt like it was in a claymation or something. It was very not Earth for a second. And then I was like, and then I touched it and it was hard and I was like, get out of town. Of course, I couldn't talk to him about it because I was disappointed that it wasn't bigger. Oh.
Again, yes.
The shade of it all. Hunties, this tea is getting so sickening.
So sickening.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you were looking for your house.
When I'm housing. Okay. I didn't look very hard. I'm not into Zillow.
Did you not? You were like,
I'm not
one
into
and
Zillow.
Done?
Oh, I'm not into Zillow. You should see my process about trying to find furniture. It's ridiculous, exhaustive, and depressing. I just went with the fifth house that I found.
Really?
Yes.
Just randomly?
Not randomly. I mean, I set out to look and I found it. The fifth one I visited, I was like, this one, let's
What's
do
the
it.
Theme? Like, are we talking like mid-century modern? We talking like...
I think we're talking about 2022. Let's just get grounded in reality, okay? I don't know about this mid-century modern bullshit.
No.
But the furniture is all very... The important thing is I have a lemon tree and a lime tree.
Ooh.
That's all you need to know.
What do you make with the lemon and limes?
Well, you... Sprite. Duh.
Sprite.
Yeah. You got a soda stream. You squeeze them in there. You got lemon, lime, Sprite. You don't think so? What are we in, sixth grade? How do my legs look?
They look great. They really do look great. And I love this suit on you.
Thank you.
I would like to know what you look like in a red wig so that you could be Nicole Kidman. Have you ever put on a wig that's not blonde?
I mean,
I know you had a black one.
Yes, of course I have. And I do from time to time. However, I find that like RuPaul and other women such as like, I don't know, Naomi Watts, for example, that we just look better in blonde. I feel more me.
Yeah.
When I put on the brunette wig, it's like, it's time
smart.
To work. It's time to, no, I don't get smart, but I get focused, you know, and it's time to do the important things like, you know, do the property tax thing, settle the accountant stuff. But the blonde is, blondes have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. They really do.
You know another famous blonde? Her name was Barbara Walters.
Was she blonde?
She had a little blonde, a little sandy blonde. And she would always ask her guests, she would say, if you were a tree, what tree would you be? So I would love to know, if you were a sandwich, what type of sandwich would you be?
Oh God, so easy. Pulled pork, no coleslaw with pickles and on a sesame seed bun.
What does that say about you?
That I hate lunch. I fucking hate it. It's horrible. It's so annoying. Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of maybe reading a little bit too much into it, but when you say sissy that talk, are you celebrating the phenomenon of like gay voice and how it's hard to camouflage or like change a gay voice to sound appear or sound straight? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's hard to pass. Like when you sound like a sissy, are you encouraging sissies to speak in their regular sissy voice? Or is it an ironic, like, read on gay-sounding people?
Actually, it literally was just taking that RuPaul song, Sissy That Talk, and then, I mean, Sissy That Walk, and then being like, oh, Sissy That Talk show.
Oh, my God, talk rhymes with walk.
Yeah.
My God.
But, I mean, giving you know, that platform, that's a good platform, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we should be encouraging people on platforms to speak in a gay voice. It's too dangerous.
Are there any goals that you've abandoned through choosing the path of drag?
Yes, many. Mostly soccer and hockey. But I think...
Hockey?
Goals. Like, goalie?
You were a hockey goalie?
No, I was trying to make a joke.
Katia, sometimes you make jokes and the jokes are... I don't know if you're serious or real.
Well, that's I think that's really speaks to the nature of joking in general, because, you know, like Netflix, for example, had a whole program or a campaign that said Netflix is a joke. And I said, oh, I know what you're doing there. But at the same time, I don't. And they're trying to get ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't like that. You know, it's like when I make fun of myself before you have the opportunity to, who's really winning there? Nobody.
Yes.
Yeah. No, anyways, I think, what was the question?
Has there been any goals that you have abandoned?
I wouldn't say goals. I would say that there have been professional endeavors that have been, dodged a bullet. Their bullets have been dodged rather than goals have been abandoned, I would say. So there's going to be a social worker. Sorry to talk over you. A social worker, me, think about it for a second. Take like 2 to 3 seconds to think about that. Me helping people.
They wouldn't know if you were joking or not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And a social worker is no joke, I'll tell you that much.
It is not.
Especially when that paycheck comes every 2 weeks. You're like, oh,
that's
Jesus.
It?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Is this a podcast?
This is a podcast.
Is it
but
really?
We can still see you.
Is it only for iPods?
Are iPods still around?
What? Are you kidding me? Oh, actually, I don't know.
I don't think they are.
Who can we call?
Ghostbusters. So, Katya, I do want to know from you. You do a little Netflix show where you react to things.
We do. It's actually, go ahead.
But I would like to tell you.
Oh, God.
I don't have executive producer credit on it because I was the one who made you react to Reggie Rochu.
Oh, please. That was not the first reaction video I've ever done in my life. Was it really? Maybe it could have been. Well, in any case, you didn't pay me for it. So, listen, whoever signs the check, they get my full attention.
And that's why we're paying you this time.
I know. That's why I came. Listen, time, like the famous Russian singer Irina Allegrova likes to say, time is money and money is water. And I'm thirsty.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's good.
Thirsty. But no, listen. I want you to know something. It's all fun and games when that little video hits the interweb. But let me tell you, baby, sitting down for 3 hours straight in drag with your penis tucked way up inside your intestines, that's not true, watching the worst show you've ever seen in your life is not as fun as it sounds.
Yeah. Do you watch the whole episodes?
No, but somehow it seems like we watch more. So they'll condense, they'll arrange a series of clips of a whole season, let's say, and anywhere from like, 30-second to 2-minute clips, one after the other with some context. And it would feel like we've watched 3 seasons. So long, so boring, so grim. Ugh, Netflix, God love them. Love to roll out a stinker. They love to open up a bakery that says, we sell stinkers. Big, hot, steamy stinkers. Yes. At 5 a.m. We're baking the stinkers in the oven. And at 6:30, we're opening shop and you can eat this shit. These turds that go right in your mouth every fucking day.
And they allow you
to review them. We're
and food talk
review.
Shit about them.
We're the food critic like Julie Roberts in that movie. And we're tasting the shit and we're talking about it and it's writing articles about it and it's like, oof.
Do they allow you to say whatever?
Yeah, of course they do. But of course it's edited, but they don't, we're not like, it's not China.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, they don't, it's not propaganda. It's entertainment and for their marketing. So they just want the traffic to their Netflix is a joke. Mm-hmm. Remember? It's like any press is good press.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. But for the record, I do love and support Netflix in any and all of its endeavors in any way, shape, or form in perpetuity.
When are you getting your own Netflix show? That would be heart garbage that they make at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I had an idea that they're not interested, but I had an idea to, like Trixie did a renovation show for a motel. Like she bought a motel and then renovated it over the course of a season. I want to do that for public bathrooms, but around the world. But then if you really think it through, we tried to like map it out and it really gets into like, dismantling entire social structures and political systems. So it's tough.
Katya, so like those, you know when you're like going on a road trip in those nasty gas station bathrooms?
Yes, of course. That's what I'm talking
about. You redoing those, that would be gold.
Yeah, I think it would be a great opportunity to like have some wonderful entertainment and then do some, like, make a difference. And then also rewrite we really got it wrong with the gendered bathrooms thing. Mm-hmm. People just want privacy for their shameful pissing and shitting.
Yeah.
Everybody's ashamed that they have to piss and shit. Nobody wants to do it ever. And so much so that it's now a kink, right? But like,
it's a kink just, to hold it?
No, it's a kink to pee on people because it's so whatever. If we just had a private place that was clean and efficient and, safe to pee and poop, everybody would feel better. There would be no world hunger or poverty and everybody would have blonde hair and smile. Mm. Seriously, but like it would be so expensive and it would be so tough to do. So, I'm going to take it to HBO.
Well, another thing that you recently have done.
Oh, yes, of course. That's a book.
Working Girls.
Yeah. Trixie and Katya's Guide to Professional Womanhood, New York Times bestselling authors. Yep.
Because you had a previous book, right?
This is our second book. The funny thing about writing books is like, you write one and usually they make you write another one, Sometimes they don't if it flops real hard. But we hit the bestseller list, and I think that there's a huge, some might say, I don't know, soul-crushing expectation that this will perform as well as the previous book, which typically they do not. But, you know, fingers crossed, because if we hit the numbers that we're hoping, then we'll be really happy and we'll have no more problems.
When you go through something like this, mm-hmm. is the process, hey, you know what? We're going to give you a check up front. And then if you hit a certain amount of, like, how does the process
No, it is interesting. And the sordid topic of coin, it's different for everyone. And it really is. Mm-hmm. We are not Michelle Obama, although we look exactly like her.
Yeah.
Did not get a $20 million advance from, you know, Harper's Bazaar, whatever that, you know. When celebrity books are very different than, you know, actual writers who write stories like Nora Roberts or like Tom Clancy, who are, of course, huge names now and make millions of dollars. But if you're like Bob Regular trying to get your novel about toxic waste and how it's sexy it is, like if you're trying to get that published, you're not going to make any money. Mm-hmm. And your advance is not going to be huge. But we got some money in advance, and then you have to make it back. Like, you have, the sales have to meet that in order to get paid more. And then they start, it's funny, because if you don't meet that goal, the harassing phone calls start in the middle of the night, and then you kind of feel like you're being followed when you're going to the grocery store, and things start to change in your life, I'll tell you. It's a little creepy, but it's
good. Have you ever been followed?
Oh, mama. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, every day. It follows.
Well, I hope it's not It Follows.
Me too. Wait, did you see Smile?
I did see Smile.
Did you like it?
I thought it was just like It Follows, but without
That's
the sex.
That's why I said that, yeah.
Yeah.
You did just like it?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Really? Why? You don't like to smile?
I just felt like it was just a direct ripoff of It
really?
Follows. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then once it started getting towards the end, and then she went to like the jail and was talking to the man and then figuring out that she couldn't really, like, I don't know.
Did you
like Barbarian?
I haven't seen it.
It's on HBO Max now.
Oh, thank God.
You haven't seen it tonight?
No, listen, I'm busy watching other stuff. I had to watch that damn The Watcher.
Oh, the one with Jennifer Coolidge and...
Jennifer Coolidge, Naomi Watts,
yes.
Bobby Cannavale, Margot Martindale, who I had mistaken for Ann Dowd. I'm so sorry. And then a whole bunch of other people, talented actors in this just bizarre series
but
by
can
that...
Can I tell you, I was excited because I thought it was a true story. And then go to figure out it was based off of a true story, and it literally was just somebody's house that got threatening letters, and then they never actually moved into the house.
Let me tell you something I told you before. Netflix is a joke, honey.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. When you put two and two together, where do you go?
They're the problem.
Well, no, I think it was part of Ryan Murphy's 450.
Did Ryan Murphy do this?
Mama, he always does it. He's
Jeffrey Dahmer,
yes.
The Watcher.
So he famously struck he signed a $458 billion deal with Netflix to produce 126 series in like 4 days. and so this was one of them. And when you're working like that, you know, you might, the first draft might make it to the TV, you know what I'm saying? And then, but God, Naomi Watts and Bobby Cannavale, who are very close personal friends of mine, did a great, great job at ratcheting up the tension when the tone shifted every 16 minutes. It was a really, really wonderfully confusing and infuriating series to get through.
You haven't been in a Ryan Murphy show, have you?
No, and we're both old, weird, gay, bald guys and never seen in the same room. So it really makes you think.
Yeah.
You know.
I used to think that about Trixie, but, you know,
yeah, well,
she's
not
ended
Irish,
up on the show.
Though. She's not Irish.
Yeah. Not Irish.
Irish, you know. I think that he should be put in a lovely condo, very far away for about 2 years.
Ryan Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should he have access to like internet
TV? Absolutely. Of course he can live his life, but I think he should just, you know,
take
a sabbatical.
Break.
Yes, sabbatical.
Yes. You know. Too many ideas coming through. And
we hate, I mean, ideas are so corny.
Ideas are corny.
They're so corny. They're so played out.
You know what else is corny and played out?
What?
You saying that you want to quit. Are you planning on quitting drag? Like, you say it a lot. You say
I don't say it. I mean,
you say quitting.
Quitting is like, Who quits? You can't really quit anything. Do you know what I mean? Let me put it this way. When, you know, you... I don't ever say that, I don't think.
It's been a rumor.
Quitting drag is funny though, because then who is it? Bible Girl, I think it was. Do you know Bible Girl? I think every day, like for a while on Twitter, she would say, "I'm quitting drag," and then she like became the original quitter of drag. And I just think that's funny to be obsessed with quitting something, and then that's the thing you never quit.
Yeah,
yeah. But no, I'm not a quitter. You don't have to quit if you don't start.
That's true.
You know,
and you wake up like this.
Oh no, no. I was born like this. I've never been to bed yet.
Do you, like, looking at where your trajectory in your career is going?
Mama, there's no trajectory. There's no trajectory? Career. When you're living in the present moment, when you're in the full glorious bloom of the now, where are you going? You're here.
How long do you think Katya will be here?
Well, she's on TV or on the internet, so as long as we have those tubes. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's serious. Yeah. Like, there is a plot point in The Watcher, one of several, where a girl puts a TikTok of her dad saying some stuff or whatever, and ostensibly ruins his law career by posting a TikTok. And so anything you put on the internet is like could be forever. You know what I mean? Forever, which I suppose is, I understand why people are so cautious and careful about what they say, but I'll tell you one thing. Nothing's going to stop me from showing my breasts, boobs, and titties online.
Hey.
And if that, you know, if I can't go to the Supreme Court or like can't work as a clerk at the Cook County Jail or whatever, then so be it. But I'm going to be me.
Oh, you love that button.
Ask me something really good.
Are you truly happy?
Oh my God, get out of here. What are you, the Dalai Lama? Of course. Well, I don't do happy.
What do you do?
I do fierce.
Fierce.
I do hunty.
Hunty.
And I work it.
Work it.
Right now, I'm very happy. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When you're wearing a suit like this and you got these shoes and you have a shoulder-length bob that's in great condition, wonderful family, beautiful friends, a lot of lemons and limes at your disposal, a bedroom with AC and heat, it's hard not to be happy.
Do you have a lover?
I do. I don't have a lover. Let's say there is a lover.
There is a lover.
There is a lover. Yes.
Do they know that they're your lover?
Are you accusing me of R-A-P-E?
No!
Good. Yes, they are aware that they are aware of our sexual relationship. Let's put it that way. I would hope so. What do you think? I fuck dead bodies?
No. I was just saying, would you ever like take it to the next level? Like, you know how like some people are like,
is it take it up to the platform?
The boyfriend.
Oh,
significant other.
Well, you know, I think those, not to be like, just difficult, but I kind of feel like at 40, the word
40?
Boyfriend, no, when I turned 40, I'm just thinking ahead, okay. Like the word boyfriend and also, what is the other one? Like best friend. I feel like that's kind of, a little bit twee. So I just prefer to say like Trixie, gay lover, or like the man with whom I have sex consistently over time, you know, like regularly have sex. The guy who throws it in. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a little gross. But, you know, yeah, it's fun. I have a lot of love to give.
Do you ever see yourself getting married?
All the time. Oh my God.
What would you wear? Would you wear something like this?
Oh, I'd wear the most beautiful white dress with a veil, and I have my hair like arranged in a very intricate chignon, and I'd have all my girlfriends come to my apartment in the morning, and we'd have coffee, and we'd gab. I'd cry, but they'd have tissues, and I would meet my, you know, Mr. Right at the altar, and he would say yes, and I would say yes, and then the whole church would just explode because the Taliban put a bomb in there.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Sissy That Talk show podcast. And thanks again to my fabulous guest, Miss Katya Zomolochikova. You know how many times I practiced that in the mirror?
I'm not sure because you still haven't done it right.
I'm Joseph Shepherd, and we want you to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode on your favorite podcast app. And if you haven't already, make sure to check us out on YouTube, where you can watch the full Sissy That Talk show with Katya and I.
Yeah, and you can, Katya and me, actually, now you did it wrong. Three times you've done it wrong. You need to get into some pronoun grammar, okay, Joseph? I'm going to be mean about it now because that's the third time.
Is it in the book?
It's not in the book. It's actually in like a third or second grade grammar book.
Okay.
Now I'm being fierce.
Okay.
That was reading.
That was reading.
That was reading. You find a flaw and you exaggerate it or something.
You should give TED Talks.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. You went to the show, but we're done, so I guess we'll stop talking.
Oh, well, we can keep talking about this in case we need to.
Did you like the show?
I did like the
show. It's still going. I want to talk about it just for a second.
Okay, let's talk about it for a second.
So by the time you're seeing this, we'll be working or gearing up for our last and laborious fucking leg of the tour.
Can I tell you one thing that I wish you would have done?
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, because I could change it.
I want there to be a number that you do of yours. Because coming into...
I did do mine. I did.
Like,
I do
no, I'm talking about like a song or something. Let me know.
Oh, because, you want my...
Yes.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, we do. Trixie does your whole ding dong.
Yeah.
And, she, and then Trixie she's on that also plays the guitar for her own little thing.
I know. I wish she wouldn't, but yeah. I'm so sorry for belching. That's gross. No, it's just not because here's the thing. What my music is done in a male voice. And as I've said before, I think there are girls and there are boys and there should be nothing in between.
But you can lip sync to your music.
Oh no, I know, but like it's a man's voice coming out of a absolutely female body, and that to me is very disturbing.
It's not that disturbing.
No, I mean it is. Like, I mean, I think it looks like to me on stage, I'm like, why is Nicole Kidman sound like, I don't know,
Barry White.
Exactly. I mean, Barry White's a stretch, I'd say James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're thinking rather than enjoying the spectacle of it all. And then, you know, I just feel like that's not what the crowd wants. The crowd just wants to see my legs. So I show my legs.
I was the crowd and I just told you what I wanted.
But I don't like what you have to say. What other, anything else? Any other notes?
I loved when you fell asleep.
Okay.
And too. I loved when you went up into the rafters to Jesus.
Yeah, was
that
fun?
Beautiful.
Okay, let me ask you a very serious question. Before that happened, obviously I get rigged up.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers do this really sexy pas de deux to distract, to pull focus from the rigging. Did you notice? Do you remember that moment at all? Probably not.
No.
Okay, because I'm just curious to know if it works or not. Because they basically like start fucking on stage to distract, and I think it's very effective.
Yeah, it is effective. The only thing is that you do see the wires
of
come
course,
down
they're
from
like,
the ceiling.
They're like literally like redwood tree trunks. They're huge. Yeah. It's a bummer. We couldn't afford the green screen dental floss whole, you know, thing. But
yeah,
next
but
time.
But that also.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, your intro videos. I loved that. I loved you running and getting kidnapped and stuff. That you were living your life.
Hardest day of my life on camera, for sure. That was so long and crazy.
Go Kelly ahead. Mantle.
Right? Yeah. Related to the baseball legend, Mickey Mantle. I don't know if there are any sports fans out there, but do you know Mickey Mantle?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you joking?
No, I know Mickey Mantle.
Okay, no, me too. And I don't know anything about baseball.
Me either.
But we know who Mickey Mantle is, but we need to know who Kelly Mantle is.
We do.
And now we do, I think, and that's great.
And I'm glad that you're giving her an opportunity.
Yeah, she was a poor homeless wretch before this. So
yes.
She's a dream, and she's so fabulous, and she is definitely getting Alzheimer's or something.
Oh, I have something that you have to change.
Oh, wait.
Okay, you know at the very first of the show where you guys open those big suitcase things?
Yes.
I was blinded by the mirror.
That's a great note. That's a great note from
literally,
the light.
Yeah, that light hit me right in the eye, and
somebody
I couldn't see
write that
see
down.
The stage.
That is a fantastic note. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus, God. Now this was worth it. no, that's a great, I can't believe nobody, well, because it's different angles, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't
so I don't
fun?
Know if it's like spraying it or doing something.
Or getting rid of it. How about maybe that? It's fucking theater. Who cares? Like, yeah, that's a good note. Great. Well, thank you. I'm glad. And come see the show. I mean, it's very expensive, but you can also get cheap tickets too.
Or you can, you know, go on what the Vivid Seats and stuff if it's sold out, because a lot of times it's sold out.
Oh, well, right, yeah, we're very popular.
Yeah, you're very popular.
No, but there's lots of different seats, and you don't need to see. There's a giant screen, and you can see us on the screen. It actually looks a little bit better because you can't see all the sweat, and there's microphones, you can hear everything. It's a really fun show. Last question about it: was it too long, or did you feel like it was too long? I don't want to lead the witness, but
I mean,
it was too long.
I could have cut 15 minutes off, 10, 15.
Damn. I mean, I could probably cut 45 off of anything. Like anything.
I love that you're talking very openly about this.
Why? You want me to lie about it?
No, because, you know, some people don't like hearing any type of positive
or negative
critiques.
Like it. And I'm probably not going to change anything about it. That's why I want to know the criticism. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm ever like, I don't know if this thing is good, I'm not going to ask anybody.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like offended. But I didn't make it by myself. So,
were you actually sponsored by Klarna, or is this a joke? I couldn't figure it out.
That's great. Good. I think we've done our jobs.
Good.
Yeah.
Good then.
I won't answer that. Lawsuit pending.
And before we wrap out this podcast, I do want you to tell our lovely audience what they can expect if they purchase this bad boy.
Well, in a word, words. Can I read something from it, please?
Yes, please.
Okay. It'll just take me about 10 minutes to find the right selection. Just hold on. Okay. This is I'm actually reading, what do you call this? A picture. It's a graph that displays, it's a pie chart, excuse me. Sorry. I'm a little nervous. It says death in the office. This is a pie chart the data was compiled by actress Marcia Gay Harden. Mm. And this pie chart shows the causes of death for humans of all ages. Far and away, the lion's share of deaths are caused by typing-related injuries. And the second largest contributor to death is fluorescent overhead lighting. And you can see the pie chart right there and the two causes of death for all people. And I think it really drives home the point that work is often
killer.
I mean, work is the silent killer, and sometimes it's pretty loud too.
Sorry. Well, thank you so much, Katya, for joining me on this podcast.
Was I your first guest?
No.
What number
am I? Until next time, I'm Joseph Shepherd, and this is the phenomenal Katya. How do I say this then?
Okay, this is very boring. In Russian words, sometimes they're really long, but there's usually only one stress on a syllable.
Okay.
Like, so everything else gets schwa. They call it in phonetics schwa.
Schwa.
Like,
You
know, like above. The O in above is schwa.
Above.
Oh, no, wait. They're both schwad. Above.
Yeah.
A and the O become above.
Yeah.
So, zamlochkova.
Zamolochka.
So the Lord is the everything else gets like garbled.
Well, see, can I tell you why people think it's different? It's because of how you pronounce it in the song.
So that's the funny thing. This is also boring but exciting to me. Like when you pronounce things, when you say them slowly, you say them correctly. You don't schwa out the vowel. So Zamolochkova, but becomes Zamolochkova.
Zamolochkova.
That's perfect.
There we go.
Great job. I'm actually not even sure that's how to pronounce it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sissy That Talk Show podcast is a Moguls of Media and Forever Dog production. Hosted by Joseph Shepherd. Produced by Big Dipper, Joe Cilio, and Mariah Nicholas. Engineered by Margot Padilla. And edited by Doug Robertson.